Donegal, as selected, we'll have the national anthem shortly, but the Donegal team, we can run through a few of them. Gary Walsh, the goalkeeper, the fullbacks, John Joe Doherty, Matt Dallas, Barry McGowan. I will chuck in our own of Ian, or Borja Brophy. As the Arcane Boys band prepare to leave the field. The half-back line for Donegal, Donal Reid, Martin Gavigan and Martin Shovlin. Midfielders Anthony Molloy and Brian Murray. Half-forward James McHugh, Martin McHugh, Barry Cunningham. Full-forward Declan Bowler, Tony Boyle and Manus Boyle. Dublin, John O'Leary. The full-back Kieran Walsh, Dermot Heathy and John Calvert. The half-backs on the right will be Paddy Morton in the centre, Paul Corton, left-back McDeegan. Midfielders Paul Beaton and Jack Sheedy. Half-forwards Eamon Healy, Tommy Carr, Niall Guyton. Full-forwards Martin Doran, Vinnie Murphy and Charlie Redmond. A repeat of last September's All-Ireland football final. The referee is Brian O'White from Wexford. The game is on, and the ball to Anthony Molloy of Donegal. The leopard and long kick down towards the railway goal. Donegal play against the breeze. The ball tapped by Dermot Easy to John Calvert, and the ball being brought out by Kieran Walsh. And Kieran Walsh transferring it to Jack Sheedy in the midfielder. Short of his own 70-yard line, under 70, they get to the ball feeling beyond the other 70-yard line. Shot it away down, held below by Bobby McGowan, the Killybegs man for Donegal, wearing a hamstring bandage, releasing the ball to Anthony Molloy, and a long leopard and kick into the breeze down near the 70-yard line, and back goes Johnny Calvert, and Vincent is fouled as he tried to get to the ball. It's a free out, and Kieran Walsh tried to get at the ball. Referee goes across, and he's throwing it back to be a free to Calvert. Outside the Dublin 50-yard line, Mick Deegan might kick it. Mick will place the ball 5 yards outside his own 50-yard line, 20 yards into the Cusick stand sideline. Dublin won the toss. They decided to take the advantage of the breeze in the first half towards the railway goal. The ball fisted away down, and Vinnie Murphy's come out the piece to collect it for Dublin. Being harassed and driven out to the 70-yard line, the ball taken from him, but in comes Paul Cotton for Dublin. Transfers it out to the wing, and this side the beat, and now Guyton, the goal scorer against Kelly on the 50-yard line, tries to go alone. Gets it out towards Vinnie Murphy. Vinnie comes in, 15 yards out, and kicking it done over the bar by Vinnie Murphy. Vinnie, the full forward, and the Matt Gallagher making signals to Donegal defenders to pick up the men that have come at them from outside. The game is young yet. A minute and a half gone. A point for Dublin, scored by Vinnie Murphy, as Gary Walsh brings the ball out to the 21-yard line. Six players gathering around the centre of the field, but Paul Cotton decides to move back with Martin McHugh. The four centre fielders, not a yard between them. The referee not too far away, the ball comes out towards the forward. The big forward, Jack Sheedy, the man that grabs it and loses it to Anthony Molloy. Back it goes to the vice-captain, Martin Rappel-Gavigan, high into the air, into the breeze. To drop at the 50-yard line, punched out again. Picked up outside again by a knife guy and gets it to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr in the sign at the centre of the field and giving it to Mick Deegan, who's come up as support. Mick is 60 yards out, Paul Cotton is on the 50-yard line. Passing the ball to Tommy Carr, 25 yards out, a left-footed kick from Tommy Carr, and the ball has gone wide. So far means 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Dublin have been the upper team. They're playing with the breeze down toward the canal goal. They did win the toss, and John O'Leary, the captain, decided we'd take the breeze, not too strong. Gary Walsh sticking out from the edge of the square. Pulling towards the ball now, the black player. Gonna score for forward. Egg is going in now. Corey Lane, the ball will drop about 60 yards out. They get the four midfielders. Paul Beale is jumping up with a hand in the back of a Donegal player. It's a free to Donegal. Short to their own 70. Outside the 50 in the right half back. Donal Reid will kick it. Donal Reid from Eru Kilnagorty. The kick is about 59 yards out. A little nearer the queue, they stand in the centre, chips it out to the wing, out to the far side, comes the foot forward, Tony Boyle, hustled away from the ball there by Dermot Easy. They were away out, but the ball went out, up and jumped up there, the line ball for Donegal. Over outside the 70-yard line, this time a Donal Reid went kicked from the hand, as line balls are kicked now then, in towards Barry Cunningham, and the ball breaks, from the defenders in control, Dermot Easy again, towards McGat, McGat leaves it inside the pitch, Eamon Healy, back in his own 50-yard line, he's used to that territory, sends it away down towards Charlie Redmond, out goes John Doherty, and beats Charlie Redmond and wins the ball, and gives it to Brian Murray, Murray of Donegal, down the field, out comes Ciarán Walsh, drops the ball into the hands of Paul Gordon. Dodges neatly, gets the ball out to the wing to Niall Guyton on the far side. Guyton low hard down to Minnie Murphy. Coming out, he's got the ball from Matt Gallagher. Transferred it to Paul Beale, 60 yards out. This is fast, good open football. A magnificent kick by Paul Beale, and it's gone over the bar from 56 yards out in the centre. Minnie Murphy was involved in the move. Niall Guyton was in the move. Ciarán Walsh was in the move further back, but the pass came from Minnie. The long, long kick with the breeze behind. From Paul Beelan, gone over the bar, we've got 4.5 minutes gone. 2 points for Dublin, no score for Donegal. Dublin playing with a breeze, not that significant, but it is some advantage. Out comes the kick, the champions in the rear. Anthony Mullay beaten by Paul Beelan. Dublin looking sharp, Caccini out to Paul Gordon. Paul Gordon with Tommy Carr waiting for the pass in the wing. Paul Gordon moves, he's 60 yards out, he's solo, hasn't made a lot of ground. Jabbed it across, Beelan comes again for the ball, it's taken away, Martin Shumpert loses it. It comes now to Martin Jordan of Dublin, 21 yards out, 14 yards out, he's lost the ball, he's gone inside, he's recovered it, Jack kicks it out, John Binney dies, knocks the ball, but away from across at this side of the field, comes Martin McHugh, tackling hard, Dublin not tackling hard, but fair, Binney gets it again, and Binney kicks, and the ball goes to the right and out over the line and wide. 2 points and 2 whites for Dublin. Not a white nor a score for Donegal since the game started 5 minutes and 21 seconds ago. Gary Walsh coming out to take his fifth kick out of the game. John O'Leary didn't see the ball come within 20 yards of him since the game started. Dublin's playing towards the canal goal. Dublin already have won the National League and the Royal Ivor League on 7 occasions. Donegal have yet to taste league success. Out comes the ball. Rambo Gavigan to Martin Shumlin. Shumlin backing away, gives it back behind, and the ball to Donal Reid, and back to Donal Reid from Brian Murray. Reid gives it to Martin McHugh. McHugh will set the arms of the goal post. Tackled very, very heavily by Tommy Carr. I think the referee will have a word for Tommy Carr when play will resume. And he's giving a free from where the ball landed, but certainly a very, very heavy tackle on Martin McHugh by Tommy Carr, having kicked the ball, and quite rightly the referee is coming back to speak to Tommy Carr. And Tommy being called aside, Brian Murray now drawing the referee's attention to it. The referee did see. He's issued a warning to Tommy Carr in a free to Donegal from where Martin McHugh's kick landed. It landed inside the 50-yard line, and Dexter Roo McCrawshy on Dexter Porter will take the kick for Donegal. Dublin take good football so far. The kick is from Declan. Five in towards the goal. It's gone over the bar. That's a magnificent kick into the breeze. 49 yards out. Nearer the centre than the Cusack stand sideline. But Dublin have been doing quite well. It was unnecessarily conceded that free. Tommy Carr, the late tackle on Martin McHugh as he kicked the ball. The kick out of the John O'Leary from the 21-yard line. Dublin beaten All-Ireland finalists with 2 points. Donegal, the All-Ireland champion, Raculin won. And John O'Leary on the 14-yard line, the sun still shining. We did have a shower before the start of the game. Out comes the kick, twisted forward there by Paul Beelan. Out comes Barry McGowan, and Barry McGowan wins it for Donegal. Losing the ball, the free to Donegal for a foul there on Barry McGowan as he came out. The Killy Beggs man, quite a good player, and is Paul Beelan now in the need of attention? They were in there pulling, but it'll be a free out to Donegal. The free will be taken about 5, 6, 7 yards out from their own 50-yard line. Brian Murray is standing by. I would say that Martin Gavigan will be the kicker. Tommy Carr tries to bottle out to the wing to Eamon Healy, and Referee Brian White, that tendering past the centre of the field, and Martin Gavigan preparing to take the kick. Paul Beelan looking a little bit shook, but I'm told Paul is okay. And now Martin Gavigan decides to follow out and to go out and take up Tommy Garden, leave the kicking to Donal Reid. Donal Reid coming with the right foot and kick, gets it down the wing, blocked by Jack Sheedy and held behind his own 50-yard line. Jack Solos across the field, and left foot and kick down the wing, first time tight, then goes astray. Vinnie Murphy comes out, booted by Matt Gallagher, first time out the field it goes. Tom Carr and Tommy Carr is there again, out of the wing tonight, Brighton, back to Tommy Carr. Tommy is making headway, a left foot and kick down towards Martin York, gets it out by Balligan out to Anthony Molloy. Molloy to Martin Shumlin, and an able stand is away. Brother of a lock winner down the left wing, it's Tom Paul, up the ball inside the 70-yard line, overtaken and fouled by Paul Corden of Breach's only goal, 60 yards out from the Dublin goal. 10 yards into the Hogan set sideline, this is the most exciting game since it started. Martin McHugh will take the free, it will be a kiddo free, it will paddle across. Tony Boyd comes out, knocks the ball out, but it's done by Dermadisi to Sheedy, and Sheedy again down the field towards Brian Murray of Donegal. Murray sends it back, strong and high into the free. Tony Boyd comes out, the ball comes out inside the field, there will be a drop. James McHugh in possession on the ground, gets the ball out to the wing, this side the field, and moving forward is Manus. Manus Boyd inside the 14, a right winner, kick across the mouth of the goal, and Jan O'Leary has it in. Gets it out to Paul Beelan. Beelan is shot to the road, 50-yard line, fumbles but recovers and gets the ball down the field again. Dropped it down at the corner by Martin Doan. Doan lends it in. Billy Murphy waiting, holding, throttling, he had it, the left of the kick, held by Gary Walsh, the kick was feeble, out comes the claim, and the claim comes out to Brian Murray. Brian Solos, the guard is on the 50-yard line, gives it to Rambo. Rambo moves forward, moves it down the field. Tony White will come out, hops over his head, and there's the ball to Dermadisi for Dublin to send it back down the field again. This kick is going to stay in play. Vinnie Murphy coming out to collect it in the sideline. Vinnie's got a lot of possession off that Gallagher. Matt stays with him. Vinnie has the ball. Referee blows and gives a free again. Vinnie Murphy there for overplay or maybe insufficient play with the ball, and Matt Gallagher will take the free from the hand. Matt will take the free from the hand. He's 36 yards out of his own goal near the Hogan Stand sideline, trying to drop kick. We've 10 minutes gone. 2 points for Dublin, 1 point for Donegal. Back goes Paddy Morton. Paddy Morton's pass goes back to Dermadisi. Dermadisi will hand pass out to Kieran Walsh. Kieran Walsh is short of his own 50-yard line. A right for his kick is going to be very near the sideline. Held by Charlie Redmond. Charlie wearing 15. Being followed now outside by JJ Doherty. Gives the ball to Eamon Healy. Dublin inside Donegal 50-yard line. Eamon Healy solos towards the 21. Towards the sideline. Cuts inside. 21 yards out to left for the kick. This is going across the goal. Martin Doherty waits for the front ball. He has it. Inside the referee, gets a square ball there against Vinnie Murphy, it's a free out. Well, he was in the square all right before the ball came across, when he got the ball, when he turned to kick it, the referee, Brian White, was there to signal for the free out. 11 minutes gone. There hardly has been a stoppage in the game except for kicks out. It's 2 points for Dublin, 1 point for Dunanau. Gary Brinock, who bought a Dunanau, let you kick him off, or Hoon in the car, no doubt, and comes towards the 70-yard line, shot to the 70, Gaccini with a pitch to Martin Doan. Doan holds it, he's driven out to the 50-yard line, gives it to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr looking in, kicking left footed, this is drop inside, out comes Vinnie Murphy again, a chance for Paul Gordon, and the ball is gone wide. The field there. A lovely piece of football by Vinnie Murphy. The snappy catch and the quick transfer. They say Vinnie doesn't pass the ball. He passed it perfectly there. Paul Gordon in an absolutely wonderful position to score. Perhaps a goal. Certainly a point. Instead it was driven wide. 3 whites for Dublin. No white for Donegal. 1 point for the All-Ireland champions. 2 for Donegal, and we've 12 minutes gone. Out comes the kick out. Great catch by Brian Murray. Murray of Donegal is fouled and should be a free. It's already taken to Anthony Molloy. Molloy struggling to get the ball. He's got it. He's 6 yards out from the Dublin goal. The left and far side trying to take the ball, and John O'Leary will come out to collect it with all 40-yard line. Transfer to McDeegan. The parents came from down around Kennedy and Offaly. He's given the ball to Tommy Carr of Donegal. Stopped and back to McDeegan. McDeegan 70 yards of an own goal. Gets it down the field again. It drops inside by Charlie Redmond. from Charlie Reynolds, is beaten by J.J. Doherty. And J.J. Doherty from down Colin Gillett gives it to Donna Reid from Killy Gordon. Houghton comes against the far side, and Barry McGowan on the ground with the ball. It should be up the Houghton Donegal. Three out to Donegal. J.J. Doherty, the man in possession, gets the ball to Barry McGowan. Barry brings it. Donegal to play it through. Means every year to the 7-yard line. Barry McGowan to low ball. Now comes Tony Boyle. Tony Boyle has got it for the first time today. He's on the 50-yard line. Runs it to Dermot Easy. Gives the ball out to the wing. Jim McHugh about to collect it. He's got it. Jim McHugh tried to get clear. They're following him closely. The ball is taken away by Hawthorne. Comes away by Hawthorne. He's got 60 yards of the ball. He's now within 55 of the Donegal goal. Now the 50-yard line. It's this Hawthorne. 45. Transfers it easy to Niall Guyton. Guyton with Donald Reid inside him. It's still Guyton. He's got inside Reid. A left for the chip and it's gone over the bar by Niall Guyton from Raheny. Dublin's total comes to 3. Donegal's total remains at 1. And with 13 and a half minutes gone, as Gary Walsh dribbles the ball out to the 21-yard line. Good football by Dublin. Paul Corton there.
And the latest score official saying it's Cork City 1. We hear Shelburne 0. Dave Barry has got the goal after 6 minutes.
Well, full credit to Paul Corton for staying with James McHugh, for blocking the ball, racing on George Quickley, bringing it 70 yards and setting up that point by Niall Guyton. Out it comes again, centre of the field, bunching, Paddy Morton breaks it down, Martin Shumpton goes forward, the ball chucked up to Tommy Carr, Dublin really looking good, the ball to Eamon Healy inside Donegal's 50-yard line, jabbed inside, Vinnie Murphy's come out very quick to receive it, he gives it to Charlie, Charlie to Tommy, the left with a kick from Tommy and the ball is held by Gary Walsh. The Donegal goalkeeper. Out it comes to Barry McGowan. Barry McGowan further out towards Matt Gallagher. Out it comes to Martin Shumpton. They're giving it to Martin Bjork. He's back defending. Martin Bjork has made a lot of ground. Back to Martin Shumpton. Shumpton brings it to the 70-yard line. Tackled and fouled by Giacchini to be a free to Donegal. A Donegal player got down injured. It happened when there was no ball there. It could be a wrench. It could be a shoulder. It could be anything. Play wasn't there for the referee. Brian White of Wexford is having a look there at is it Anthony Molloy, the captain? It is Anthony Molloy. He's on the knees, on his elbows and the head on the ground, an unusual posture. But ask the Donegal captain right now. 3 points for Dublin, 1 point for Donegal. The breeze is helping Dublin in the first half, and this might be time to send greetings to Dr. Hegarty. He's the patron of the Donegal County Board. He was in danger of having missed the All-Ireland final last September when he was called to Rome. Well, he didn't go until the Monday. He saw the All-Ireland final, but confirmation duties keep him at home today. Cosulagum Gwila, a good day, and Oigan Lawland, and also Shane O'Shea. He'd be the younger son of Hordig MacShay of Donegal. Well, he's been confirmed as well today. We hope, Shane, that you're enjoying the game as well. Anthony Molloy is still on the ground, and he seems to have got a chest injury or something like that. But play will resume to be a free to Donegal, and Martin McHugh will take it. About 65 yards out from the Dublin goal, Martin kicks a good long one. I'd say he aimed it at Tony Boyle and hopes that the forwards can set up something. Anthony Molloy is okay, him, and here he is in there to check that he is okay. No room being given to Martin McHugh. The referee will insist that they move away. And Martin McHugh's free goes in toward the goal. Gets the ball to break the ball down. Out there coming in on the far side with the ball by Johnny Calvert on the ground. Calvert to Vincent to Dublin with the ball. Doggedly holding on to it. He was fouled. He's taken the free and given it to Paul Corton. Paul Corton is 50 yards of his own goal. He's on his own. Tries a long, long ball the way down the pitch on Charlie Redford. Charlie jumps up. The ball breaks behind. Knocked by Matt Gallagher, and Gallagher gives it out to Donal Reid of Donegal. Donal solos in towards the centre of the field. Plays it off on the far side of the field to Rambo. Rambo gives it to Matt McHugh. Matt McHugh is moving. Gives it out to the wing to Manus. Manus will try a Kithall left kick. And a peak of a point for the left side. Manus Boyle from Killybeg. The pass was delivered beautifully by Martin McHugh. It's 3-2 with Dublin leading. And Donegal coming at them with 16 minutes gone. The breeze from Railway to Canal helping Dublin in the first half. And the Dublin captain, John O'Leary, has placed the ball in the 21-yard line. Plenty of exciting forward play. A switch of the Dublin team. Eamon Healy got over to the left, but so is Martin. started shoveling gone with him, and Niall guiding over to the right half of the field, but though the lead of Donegal has come with him. John O'Leary is kicked out, awaited around the centre. Around the centre it comes, the big men. Sheedy wins it again, but a hand at the shoulder of Molloy is complete to Donegal. Donegal playing against the breeze, not strong, but there. The play will be taken by Donal Reid. 5 yard shot of his own 70-yard line. 17.5 minutes gone. Brian Murray steps across and then steps out again. Donal Reid concentrating on the ball. Referee coming down and he'll speak now to Niall Guyton. This is a practice that's been developing recently. A player standing in the way of those kicking the breeze and full marks to Brian White for signalling to players that they have to move away. Dermodisi with a pitch to Paul Corden. Paul Corden, so far, Dermodisi has been played well for Dublin. Paul Beelan has got the ball down for Dublin. Trying to cross field kick, who'll win the race? Martin Gavigan breaks it out into the hands of Eamon Healy and Dublin back to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr out to pitch yard line to Charlie Redmond, and Charlie Redmond beaten by Barry McGowan. By John Joe Doherty it is. The ball near the sideline, pushed out over the sideline. Whether the push or a shoulder, referee decides that it was fair. In comes the ball. Vinnie Murphy races across. 3 Donegal men and Vinnie Murphy. And Murphy wins it. Murphy, again, the referee being a bit harsh on Vinnie Murphy there. That's the second time that the referee has known Vinnie Murphy for overholding the ball. Murphy out to Matt Gallagher. Matt Gallagher will kick it from the ground this time, placing it about 7 yards behind his own 50-yard line. Pat O'Neill, Dublin manager, looks a little bit edgy along the line at the far side of the field, and no sign of Keith Barr warming me up or anything like that, but Paddy Morton has done nothing wrong yet. Well, insofar that his man has done nothing for Donegal either. Mick Deegan holds the ball for Dublin from the free. Mick Deegan right across the field, right across this side of the field now is Johnny Calvert, away down the field, within 50 yards of the Donegal goal. Johnny Calvert to Charlie Redmond. Charlie Redmond, and Johnny Calvert has pulled a hamstring and giving that pass, the ball broke inside. Donal Reid gets it again, out to Martin Gavigan. Gavigan gives it to Anthony Molloy. Anthony Molloy back with the back, giving it out to Donal Reid again. Johnny Calvert would soon be replaced on the team. First man I ever saw pulling a hamstring, giving a hand pass. The ball down along the side by Martin McHugh. Martin McHugh to Barry Cunningham. Barry Cunningham, the return yank, back to Martin McHugh. McHugh tackles, evades the tackle. He's making headway. He turns it down, stops the goal. On the 50-yard line, gives it to Dyson Manus. The kick is knocked inside by Kira. Watching the ball breaks out of the wing to Martin McHugh. High and long in towards the goal. John O'Leary picked the ball, it's held by Dermodisi. Deasy comes out, gives it out to the wing to Paul Corden. He's on the 21, he's on the sideline. He jabs it out towards the centre of the field and jumped high in the air. The three yields nothing there by Martin Shumner. Dublin attacking. Tommy Reid with the ball, the foul for, and the free for Dublin. Inside Donegal's 70-yard line. We've 20 minutes gone, and I've rarely seen such non-stop action that we've seen since this game started. Two very, very fit and fast teams. Paul Beelan slowing it down slightly now. Will he leave the kicking to Charlie Redmond? And Johnny Calvert is still on the, he's still on the Dublin team, but limping still. I see Fran Ryder, he's come out to have a word with Pat O'Neill. And they're going down to check on Johnny Calvert. Yes, Pat O'Neill is heading down that direction. We'll follow the play. The play is by Charlie Redmond. A free. And Charlie's free is long. This is in towards the goal. Danger if he gets it. Well held inside by Brian Murray. Murray to Barry McGowan. And McGowan has soloed 50 yards with the ball to the wing. Still solo. He gives the ball away to Paul Beelan. Gives the ball away to Paul Beelan. And the ball is kicked out by Jack Sheedy. High long to the right and wide by Jack Sheedy. And some preparing to come on the Dublin team. Here he comes. Keith Barr is coming into the Dublin team. And Johnny Calvert is going off. Yes. Johnny, left full back of the Dublin team, made his initial appearance in the Dublin team for this league. He was following Declan Bonner away out the field. He'd come in a long run, won a good ball, and then giving a hand pass to Tommy Carr, pulled a hamstring, and Keith Barr is on. Paddy Morden has gone in and left full back of the Dublin team. He's normally a full back or a centre back, would fight all Colin Gill. But the great Keith Barr has arrived. Out comes the ball in the centre of the field. Paul Beale to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr, low to Vinnie Murphy, between the 14 and 21. A kick off the upside, inside and over by Vinnie Murphy. Tommy Carr was the man that made that point. He was there to collect the broken ball. And then a knee, quick kick to Vinnie Murphy, low, well covered by Vinnie. Equally well kicked up the inside of the upright, inside and over. Dublin 4, Donegal 2, 22 minutes gone. One change in the Dublin team. Giafar on it, right on back. That's the number he's on the program. He's wearing 5 as well. Paddy Moore, Nina Declan Bowler, the kick out of Gary Walsh. Gary Walsh's kick out toward the centre of the field. Paul Curran and Paul Beelan. Beelan is the man that wins it in the air. The loose man at the side of Beelan. Giafar, he won't get to it. It'll go out over the line. A line ball for Donegal. Keith will go back. He'll pick up Barry Cunningham. Earlier on, we had Noel McCall talking about the desire of Donegal to add the league to the All-Ireland title. Well, Meath in 87, 88, and they did add another All-Ireland later on as well. Dermodisi winning a double ball to the 50-yard line. It goes off, and Donegal player Tony Boyle, it's a light ball for Dublin. Outside the 50-yard line, Hogan stands side of the field, 23 minutes gone, 4-2, the breeze with Dublin, the crowd, I would say about 42,000-43,000 people. Danger of rain again. The sun disappeared. Tommy Carr holding the ball on the 50-yard line, near the sideline. A one-handed pass to Eamon Healy. Eamon Healy across the feet to Big Jack. Big Jack outside the 50-yard line gives it to McDeegan. McDeegan has come up and kick up the side of the goal. The side of the goal as well to the right and wide. Try to get it. The style of Pantola and the side of the booth when the ball spun to the right and went out over the line and wide. Four wides for Dublin. Not a solitary wide for Donegal since the game started. 2 points for Donegal. Four good points by Dublin. 23 and a half minutes gone, and Gary Walsh took Burton and County Down well. He plays his club football and Burton County Down about to take a kick out for Donegal. Canal side of the field. Hits it hard. Will drop about 60 yards out. McDeegan breaks the ball toward Paul Beeler. Right where it slides in, but there's Paul Corton having a good game for Dublin since the game started. Paul Corton, well, seemed to handle the ball in the ground when he fell there. A free to Donegal, a little bit fortunate to get that free. Well, the referee's decisions, a few of them have gone in favour of Donegal since the game started. The free will be taken by Martin Gavigan. No, he'll place the ball. Donal Reid will kick it. Martin Gavigan waiting aside. The ball away down toward 25. Dermodisi comes out again. Deasy's playing well for Dublin. He'll give the ball to McDeegan from the break to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr getting a lot of possession today ahead of Martin Gavigan. Down the ball goes again. Vinnie Murphy blocking it again. He has it. Vinnie will shoot for a point. 21 yards out. It's gone over the bar again by Vinnie Murphy. Vinnie has scored 3 points since the game started. That's definitely, he's the master of Matt Gallagher today in the All-Ireland final. Possession-wise, Vinnie Murphy was the master, but Gallagher stuck with him, prevented him from passing the ball, from scoring. So far today, Vinnie Murphy doing very little of anything wrong. He scored 3 good points of play. Dublin's total 5. Donegal's 2. 25 minutes gone. Gary Walsh's kick out towards the 70-yard line. Punched by Giacchini. The hand in the back of Anthony Malloy. A free to Donegal. Donegal 2. Dublin 5. The free will come up on the 70-yard line and will be kicked by Anthony Malloy. Anthony has the choice of the hand or the ground. Anthony will kick with the hand. Gives a shot to Martin McHugh. Martin McHugh will fall. Corton staying with him. Paul Corton fouling him. The free now will be to Donegal just on the 50-yard line. Will it be Declan Bowler? Will it be Manus? Or will it be Martin Young? Martin has advanced a little inside the 50. Referee quite rightly says, move it out. It'll be Manus Boyle. Manus is first free in the game. A superb free taker. He'll be kicking it into the breeze. It's a foot outside the 50-yard line. It's 22, 3 yards into the Hogan stand sideline. Kicking towards the railway goal. Is it long enough? Is it accurate enough? It's broken inside and pushed out by Kieran Walsh. Out toward the wing. Racing out there is McDeegan. Pulling on the ball and the ball off McDeegan's boot. On the right half of Croke Park, even though Mick is the left half back, it's gone over the sideline. A line ball this time for Manus Boyle. This is about 25 yards out from the Dublin post. Manus Boyle, will he lob it in? Will he drop a shot? It's drop shot to Barry Cunningham. Barry's a goal scorer. It's James McHugh in back. James McHugh on the ground. Surrounded by Dublin defenders. The free being given out. Again today, James McHugh getting no scope and no leeway. The Dublin back covering him and staying with him. Two of them usually surrounding him, or does it, can two surround somebody? The kick will be John O'Leary's. We've 26 and a half minutes gone. John O'Leary standing behind the 40-yard line, the ball almost the 21-yard line. John O'Leary's kick will drop beyond the centre of the field. Brightbury and Beelan. Beelan with the face, Dublin winning at midfield. Out comes Charlie Redmond to collect the ball, leaves it behind him. In comes JJ Doherty, and JJ Doherty brings it with him. Gives it to Barry Cunningham. Barry Cunningham being fouled by Keir Starr. The free has already taken the margin. Gavigan. Martin Gavigan tackles. Move forward. way across field, tried to get to the 50-yard line, tackled again by Paul Deanan, this is free into Donegal. Paul Deanan talked to the referee and tells him to the fair shoulder. Perhaps this is what Paddy O'Shea was talking about before the start of the game, that the likes of that should be allowed. There was no evil or anything like that in it, and Paul Deanan came in hard with the shoulder, turning, said the referee, at the feet of Manus Boyle, just outside the 50-yard line. This is the one that Manus could put over. It's in the centre. Manus Boyle chips into the shot, and it's going astray. Brian Murray is there, and Brian Murray had obviously called for a try that kicked him away out toward the 21-yard line. Bunchy, let the ball come to Jamie Jones to Barry Cunningham. Well blocked by Keith Barr, and that comes Barry Cunningham. Cunningham gets in the second half. He's on the 14. They're under pressure, the Donegal forward today. The ball goes across the goal, broken out, and there is Eamon Heary. Heary of Dublin back to the half-back side, wins the ball, gets it away down the field again. A push in a very, very obvious put by Matt Gallagher on Vinnie Murphy, the free into Dublin. Matt and Vinnie racing out in a very obvious push, and Matt couldn't have hoped to have got away with that. A free into Dublin, it's 60 yards out. Will it be Jack Sheedy with Charlie Troy if the breeze is behind him? Dublin leads 5-2, a minute and a half to go to half-time. Charlie Redmond will attempt it, it's exactly 60 yards out, it's about 30 yards from the Cusick stand sideline. Charlie Redmond, he's left it behind and he's got Jack Sheedy to short kick it in. I can't see much profit in that, and Charlie Redmond wins it to the 50-yard line. He's trying to kick from out there and hopelessly up target, right across there, knocked down inside, held by Matt Gallagher. And Matt Gallagher gives it out to Anthony Molloy. Molloy to go to Reed. Donal brings it. A little bit of folly there by Charlie Redmond. Nothing to gain by doing what he did there. The free down the beat from Tony Boy. Tony is beaten by Keith Barr, and Barr has the ball. The man that was disciplined. Indiscipline, and he's back on the team. Jack Sheedy with the ball, 50 yards out, down along the line. Light in the legs today. Jack Sheedy, the left with a kick from Jackie Jordan, the ball held inside by Gary Wan. The hand pass out to Barry McGowan. Barry McGowan, as we approach half time, gives the ball to Martin Gavigan. Donal Reid and Matt Gallagher, they're moving it well. Barry McGowan is there again. Gavigan is there again. Barry McGowan is 70 yards out, and he's got the ball. His push there, referee waves it on. Gives the advantage, Barry McGowan. All Dublin players are out, and the ball puts it back, and back there is Kieran Walsh to put it right across the beat, inside the beat. Eamon Heary and Martin Shumpin. Heary has it. Heary lobs it down the centre. Lots of Donegal jerseys around the place, but Charlie Redmond instead of gets it from them. Gives it to Tommy Gard. Tommy inside the 50-yard line. Fouled by Brian Murray, and the free into Dublin. A push by Brian Murray, the referee right on the spot. And all big plays. What will Charlie do this time? The wise thing for Charlie to do this time would be have a look at the post and have a kick at a point. They lead 5-2. We've gone into injury time. And Charlie standing just inside the 50-yard line. The ball about 7 paces inside him. Charlie should be capable of putting this one over the bar. Charlie Redmond coming in. The right foot is kicked on its way and gone over the bar. 6 for Dublin, 2 for Donegal. The breeze with Dublin in this first half, and Dublin won every point of their 4-point lead at this stage. The ball will be brought out by Gary Walsh at the 21-yard line. Whether we have more play or not in this first half remains to be seen. We've 45 seconds of injury time. We didn't have a stoppage, you could say. We didn't have a stoppage. Referee is back to play. I'm sure we hear the whistle any second now. Gary Walsh kicks it. Play still goes on. Ball broken down by Paul Beale again. Paul Beale put it, breaking the ball out, and now driving to Tommy Garden. Donegal losing a lot of possession around the half-back line. It's half-time. Dublin 6, Donegal 2, and Tommy Carr has got an awful amount of possession, and Martin Gavigan rarely to be seen with Tommy Carr once Tommy moves out to the wing. So we might expect to see switches to the Donegal back line for the second half. It's half-time, and in case you missed the previous game, the curtain raises the... Martin Gavigan, the centre-back, is gone, and Noel Hegarty is on at centre-back. Dublin attacking again, the ball by Charlie Redmond, 21 yards out the right wing, and the ball is gone over the bar by Charlie Redmond. That's 20 seconds after the start of the second half. We look around, yes, Noel Hegarty is the centre-back on Tommy Carr, and that's not surprising because Tommy Carr won an amount of possession against Martin Gavigan during that first half. Dublin 7, Donegal 2, 37 seconds gone. Donegal with the breeze in the second half. We did have a little light shower of rain, but the sun shines again, and Tommy Garr wins the ball. And the ball is taken away from the interception there by Martin troubling of Donegal down the field, blocked by Tony Boyle to Marnus. Marnus comes out of it, he's out near the 50-yard line, gets it right across the piece of Dolan Reid with a chance of a score. The kick is high and Conlon to the right, and that's the first wide of the game for Donegal now. No wide in the first half, one in the second half, kick by the right half-back Donegal Reid. Dublin defence doing a very, very close marking job today. Any time that Martin, Marnus Boyle or Tony Boyle or Declan Bowler have won possession, well, the Dublin backs are on them. It's interesting, right through the league, this league, Donegal scored something like 9 goals and 109 points, and the full forward scored 571 of that. They haven't scored much today since the game started. Out comes the kick out. Again held by Jack Sheedy. Dublin on top of the centre of the beat since the game started. Sheedy hops the ball, loses it to the feet of Donegal. Taken quickly by -5, but out comes Dermot Deasy again ahead of Tony Boyle. And gives it out to the wing to Paul Cotton. Paul Cotton down along the sideline. Soloy, Declan Bowler goes after him. Paul is a length in front, a half a length in front on the 50-yard line. Shoulders the man, Noel Hegarty into the ground. The ball is taken away by Declan Bowler, who followed him all the way. Bowler gives it to Martin McHugh. McHugh solo towards the 70-yard line, hopping it, bringing it with him, going away from Jack Sheedy, punched by Jack Sheedy, and the referee looking behind there. The ball has gone out over the line. He's giving him a live ball to the Donegal men near the Hogan stand. Well, it's the Hogan stand. Live ball taken by Martin. Martin gets it away down. A chance here now for Barry Cunningham. Missed the catch the first time, and Kieran Walsh with it there to pick it up, transferring it out to Eamon Healy, who's off back helping the backs as well. Eamon Healy as a seventh defender. The ball to Keith Maher. Keith Maher to Jack Sheedy. Up the centre to Paul Beelan. Past the centre, past the 70. Out to the right, into the centre, onto the 50, and inside it. But Noel Hegarty goes back and gives the ball back inside to JJ Doherty. JJ Doherty of Donegal. Next score will be crucial. Barry Cunningham wins the ball for Donegal, being followed by Keith Maher. Fouled by Keith Maher. It's a free taken, and again Keith Maher standing right at him. The umpire down at the other end of the field now is calling the referee's attention to something down on the Hill 16 goal. The linesman coming in with a message as well. Referee now is making the long run from Donegal's 70-yard line down to the other goal, and Gary Walsh looks a little bit guilty along the goal line. Something must have happened there. The ball certainly didn't go in, but the umpire and the referee have met at the edge of the square in the 4th minute of the second half. The consultations are going on. The referee is now heading out towards the wing. Charlie Redmond moves away from him. The whistle blows. JJ Doherty is there. JJ Doherty holds his ground. Charlie Redmond now is being called in. Will it be a simple booking or a talking to the pair? JJ Doherty and Charlie Redmond, he's speaking to both of them. There must have been jostling or sparring or something by play with the other part. The notebook is out, so we have two bookings. Charlie Redmond of Dublin and Giorgio Doherty of Donegal. Charlie Redmond of Ayrshire, Giorgio Doherty of Naas Club, Ground Columbkille. First booking for the game, and the referee now has come away down the field and award the free again to Donegal inside the Dublin 70-yard line, and Martin McHugh will take it, which leaves Donegal a little bit short of forwards in around the goal, and the ball breaks at the 14-yard line, blocked by Dermot Deasy, right into the hands of Barry Cunningham, right across the goal, pitched out by Paddy Morton, and Jack Keeney and Martin collected. Out it comes to Paul Beelan again. The Dublin midfielders have got a lot of play today. Out goes the ball, past the centre of the field. Donal Reid allows it to jump, and it's put forward, stopped by Barry McGowan, a very, very good quarterback, and he's been fouled, and the free is sent quickly to Anthony Molloy. Anthony Molloy, over on the 70-yard line. Cusick's outside of Grove Park, and left with a kick that goes down the field. Barry Cunningham and Keith Barr. It hops inside, across goes Kieran Walsh. Kieran Walsh is held as he tries to come out with the ball there. Kieran Walsh of St. Anne's out in Tala, having a very, very good league campaign right through the season. Winner of an All-Ireland medal at left full-back of the Dublin minor team of 1984. More often a sub than on the team in the intervening years. He played in most of the games against me in the 4 series in 1991. Kieran Walsh with a kick this time. Behind an old 50-yard line. Down it goes. Matt Gallagher picks the ball away. Cindy Murphy into the hands of Martin Shumlin. A lot of dragging creeping into the game in the second half, and maybe Dublin decided to slow down Donegal. The ball to Anthony Molloy. Anthony Molloy quickly went down the feet, second corner, put down the ball, great cut, 25 and easy. A back goes Paul Cotton again, having the game of his life, Paul Cotton. Down along the sideline. Niall Bryson breaks it, doesn't control it. Big Jack arrives to collect it. Jack kicks it down and straight out over the sideline. A little bit too fancy there, Jack Sheedy. Dangerously goes to the sideline and tried to tap with the toe down along the line, went out over the line. Donegal moving again. Brian Murray on the 50-yard line to go and read outside the 50-yard line back to Brian Murray. Brian Murray is on the 70, past the second 70, heading for the 50. He's on the 50, got inside the 50. Solo turns outfield, looks across the field, tries the left and kicks him away out the field. This one is going into the right and going out over the line and wide again. Kicked by the left by Brian Murray. The second wide of the game for Donegal. 7-2. Dublin leading at 6.5 minutes gone in Sandara Laha, the Sean O'Leary. A goal of Oak and Keita Macahoke and North Lear. Cool the canal up to Lasho and Ray Doyle. Brian DeFuija, Shaftos Nathan, Breccia Macui, and Keita Macui, Sean O'Leary, all clear. Down on Arda, Shaska Slotterad, Brian Murray, Anthony Molloy, Jack Sheedy, and Barry Cunningham at the man that wins it. No free kicks today from him. A push on Barry Cunningham as the ball landed into the hands of Tony Boyle. A 21 yard free coming up from Manus Boyle and done it all. About 20 yards into the Houston stand sideline, a difficult one to put over. The breeze is helping him, Manus Boyle. Kicker of 8 points in the All-Ireland final last September. Donegal could do with a few naps. Down at the other end of the field, Matt Gallagher and Vinnie Murphy tying their laces. Manus Boyle coming with the right foot in free kick and it spins over the bar. Manus Boyle, a very, very short little run into it. Never got great elevation, barely over the crossbar, whether he was trying to snatch a quick goal or not. 7 to Dublin, 3 to Donegal. The breeze with the All-Ireland champions. Can they come back? John O'Leary, captain of Dublin, rolls up the sleeves. He's wearing the scouts and he goes back. And the referee tries to look in all directions before John O'Leary takes the kick out. Dublin beginning to spread out all over the field as they get to the semi-final against Kerry. Out comes the ball. Eamon Healy breaks and collects it. Donegal players all round him. Healy holds on to it. Loses it, regains it, goes forward to the 70, falls to the ground. The referee gives a free to Donegal outside Dublin's 50-yard line. Will it be Noel Hegarty? Will it be Brian Murray? Noel Hegarty from the hand. Gets it out to the wing. Tony Boyle has come out to collect it. He's got Barry McGowan inside it. Barry McGowan the cornerback. Fumbles the pass the first time. Collects the second time and shoots it over the bar. That's the cornerback from Killybeg. The man that has relations down in Dingle. Married to the O'Moores who fished out in Killybeg years ago. Has scored a point for Donegal. And Barry McGowan makes his way back, being followed down by Martin Jordan, a player that's very little in the game today. It was 7-2 at one stage. It's now 7-4, and that's not a bookmaker's prize. It's the score with Dublin 7, Donegal 4, and the ball hopping around the centre of the field into the hands of James McHugh to Brian Murray. Brian Murray to the big captain, Anthony Molloy. Anthony Molloy back to Donal Reid. Donal Reid to Declan Boner. Declan Boner slings it out to Anthony Molloy outside the 50. A leopard has kicked him away out the field, and this one is punched out by John O'Leary. This could be a 50 in the first of the game for Donegal. Punched out by John O'Leary after a bout of Donegal passing left and Anthony Molloy in position outside the 50-yard line with 9 minutes gone. The kick will be Declan Boner's from the 50, from the 45. It's about 30 yards into the hole of stand sideline. Kicking towards the canal goal. A left-footed kicker with a breeze behind him. 3 points between the teams. The man that went up in the semi-final with a back injury has recovered. The left-footed kick was dropping into short. John O'Leary holds it, but forwards were in the square. One of the most manless Boyle. John O'Leary, even though he dropped the ball, he had already heard the sound of the whistle. Manus was definitely in the square, and a deserved free out for John O'Leary. Still 7-4. John O'Leary, again from our right, and the canal is on our right, and John O'Leary will try and get this one out to Paul Beenan. Paul Beenan will be punching the ball quite a lot to centre the field. Good catch by Jack Sheedy. Jack with a wonderful semi-final and be a good final as well, as the ball breaks down. A foul on Martin Jordan by Barry McGowan of Fleetwood Dublin outside Donegal's 50-yard line. Vinnie Murphy has come out. Vinnie, very, very anxious to play well today. I noticed when he came out at half-time, went straight to the referee. He wanted a feel of the ball just in case with a different ball for the second half. The referee willingly handed over the ball and Vinnie spent it all over. He'd award with the linesman and then moved into position. The free is Charlie Redmond from the 50-yard line. 3 points between the teams. Four, they say, is worth double three. The kicker is Charlie Redmond. Is on the 50-yard line. Hogan stands side of the field. 15 yards in again and Charlie is on the 50 and he moves right where Lindon kicks it high, long, in towards the goal. Again, forward in despair as Gary White connects the ball. He's already taken the free out to JJ Doherty. JJ Doherty in the goal reach to Noel Hegarty. Noel Hegarty brings it outside the 50-yard line. A pull down there by Charlie Redmond and the free is already taken down to Tony Boyd. Out comes Dan Matisse again. Dan Matisse, the 32-year-old, having his fourth season on the Dublin team as a regular, has got the ball out and Charlie Redmond now has it. A foul on Tommy Carr after giving a pass there. Referee went on play. The ball punched across to Brian Murray of Donegal at his own 50-yard line. Takes a long ball the way down the field. Things might develop now for Donegal. Punched by Kieran Walsh and it's a live ball for Donegal. Outside the 50-yard line. Man is void. Hogan's outside the field. Kicks inside. James McHugh has it. James, 21 yards out, near the sideline. Hand pass it to Man is void. Man is void will try left with a kick. Man is void. And this one is gone wide to the right. The pass of James McHugh, the left with a kick from Man is at the 50-yard line. Not much wide, but wide nevertheless. The Donegal Wives are climbing upwards. They have three. Dublin have four in the first half, not one in the second half. De Vries has been Donegal in the second half, not involved in the game yet. And the sub coming on to the Dublin team. John O'Leary getting ready to take a kick out. And is that Paul Beelan that just went out to the sideline for instructions? Yes, it was Paul Beelan. He's back again. Out comes the kick. Eamon here in the far side of the field. Keith Barnes, the ball breaks to Kieran Walsh again. Kieran Walsh up along the sideline. Tries a long now ball away down the field. That goes that Gallagher. Gallagher collects the loose man inside of him, JJ Doherty. Doherty has got the pass. Doherty is a loose man in the 50-yard line, tries it on the left to Martin Chumlin. Martin Chumlin, a left with a kick down the centre. The Hopper decide everything. Mick Deegan beaten by the Hopper, the referee calling and giving a free to the ball. Holding up James McHugh. Will it be a quick free? Will Manus Boyd try? Will Dona Reid come out to take it? Referee having a word with Mick Deegan. The free has been placed inside, the ball has been placed inside the 50-yard line by James McHugh, and James has been extraordinarily quiet in this game so far. Manus Boyle has decided that he'll take the free, a foot outside the 50-yard line, a little bit to the left. Tommy Carr runs by on the right, so Hennessy comes out to block his way. Manus Boyle right for the kick neatly, and this one is done over the bar by Manus Boyle. The margin is down to two. One time it was five, then it was four, then it was three, and right now, in the 40th minute of the second half of the Royal Irish Football League final at Croke Park, it's 2 points between the All-Ireland champions Donegal and the second best team in the country last year, Dublin. 7-0, 5-0 Donegal. The low scoring game, the kick out will be John O'Leary from the 21-yard line. Next score, every score will be vital. Brian Murray and Jack Sheedy under the ball as it breaks into the hands of James McHugh. Wee James has gone down along the Tulip Dan sideline, turns outward, gives it to the centre forward. That's in trouble, 14. 14 inside the 50-yard line. He gives it to Donald Reid away over the far side of the field. Referee waves the play on and sent out to this side of the field. James side. Of Donegal improving with 15 minutes gone and still to go, and John O'Leary getting ready to take another kick out of Hayden Olavidekia. John O'Leary's kick out was dropped about 60 yards out. Brian Burry and Paul Beaton broken by the Dublin man. Is it now by Brian Dugan on a good run? He's going very, very fast to the 50 yard line. Gives it to Jack Keeney. Jack at 21 yards out. He's lost control of the ball. And the ball is picked up by Burry for now. And hustle now to JJ Doherty. Doherty again is fouling at the Dublin forward. Fouling the Donegal back before Nevin. Get a movement going. Yourself coming on to the Dublin team, who is going off to the far side of the field. It's Martin Doran, definitely. I see Martin Doran going off the Dublin team. Hadn't been that much in the game. And Mick Galvin, well, Mick is the man that's regularly brought on. Mick from Oliver Trumpet's club, wearing number 21. He's going in corner forward. Barry McGowan has been very prominent during the second half. The field take a shot to Brian Murray. He's still inside his own 50-yard line. Gets it across to Matt Callaghan. Matt is on the 50-yard line. Tries a long ball down the centre. The break would decide everything. But under the break is Deegan, and Deegan to Corton. Corton in many ways the man of the match. Gives it to Tommy Carr. Tommy with a peculiar throw off his and made a lot of ground up the left. The kick away down to Charlie Redmond. Corton and Alistair. Well beaten by JJ Doherty. Dragged out over the sidelines by Charlie Redmond and the ball. Given it to Matt Gallagher from the line ball. Matt Gallagher to Barry McGowan. Donegal take with more conviction now. Barry McGowan behind the 50-yard line. Gets it across the feet of Brian Murray. Behind the 50-yard line. Brian Murray tries to long one down again. Out comes Barry Cunningham. Beaten again by Gerald McDeasy. Is there a switch in the Donegal team? There's a switch in the Donegal team. Tony Boyle, who made no headway against Gerald McDeasy, has gone to the corner. Barry Cunningham got it so far with the ball that they're getting to. Get the ball up. Get the ball in 50 yards out. Gives it outside to Dolry. Dolry to Matt McHugh. Matt McHugh got inside the 50 yard line. Gets the ball 25 yards out. Foul. It's a free into Donegal and the margin just comes down to us. Looking around at the Donegal forward line. Barry Cunningham definitely gone in at full forward. Tony Boyle gone out to the wing. And Marnus Boyle, well, we see where Marnus, what position he'll take up. He's still being marked by Kieran Walsh. Declan Bona will be the kicker. It's 40 yards down. It's about 15 yards to the right of centre. That would be the Hogan Dan side of the field. Are we about to see the margin reduced to one? Declan Bona's kick. Tasha Alamala, Tasha Gwan, and the Tasha Nair. Collins are gone. And the Cedar Mayor who lead the margin of the fourth inning. Shocking it off clear. Shaking it to an hour with 18 minutes gone. Galvin is to stop the command. The point hasn't been recorded yet on the left, but it will be. It went accurately over. 7-6, 12 minutes to go. Where is Tony Boyle? He's out in the half forward line. Yes, a direct switch between Tony Boyle and Barry Cunningham. Out comes the ball. Up goes Anthony Molloy. Breaks the ball to Tony Boyle. A foul of Anthony Molloy as he came down with that ball of feet and only goal in the centre of the field. Brian Burry moving back to take it. It's 80 yards out. The Donegal forward there spreading out as when it's sent out towards the corner towards Declan Bowler. A foul on Declan Bowler, referee. Well, he dumped it out. There was a clear bit of pushing there by Paddy Bowden on Declan Bowler. The ball went straight out over the line. I thought in a way that was a foolish kick kicked across the field. That it would have been better directed in. Right ball kicked from the ground. That can't be done. That can't be done. It must be kicked now. The linesman now is calling the referee's attention to something, and that right ball must be kicked from the hand. Kicked hastily there, and linesman called the referee's attention to the ball that's been returned, you know, down toward the 21-yard line. When Carl Cornwell, the linesman, now yes, it's been thrown in. The ball's been incorrectly taken. Referee will throw it in. Brian Murray speaking to the referee. He wants all over the section. Brian Murray and Paul Beaton to move away. It's on the 21-yard line. Hogan stands side of the field. Referee still holds on to the ball. Throws it up. Paul Beaton with one hand. Holds on to it. Holds it well. A Beaton kick. Ricochet up and take the ball to Anthony Molloy. Anthony Molloy near the sideline. 40 yards out. Solo with the right boot and going to say it. Goes off. Paddy Morton is the line ball to Donegal. Declan Bowler, will he try and shoot it over? I remember a great point by Colm O'Rourke from this position a while ago. This won't go over. Right across the goal. Fits it down and into the hands of John O'Leary, the Dublin goalkeeper, who comes out to the 21-yard line. And there is Jack Sheedy again. Jack has done an amount of work for Dublin today. He's brought it to the 50-yard line and beyond and gives it to Vinnie Murphy. We have seen Vinnie in the second half. Declan Bowler. corner has the ball. Three in to Donegal inside Dublin's 70-yard line. A sandwich made of Declan Bonner between Giacchini and Tommy Carr as the three in to Donegal. Martin McHugh taking quite a few of the long frees, maybe instead of moving in around the goal, this one, I doubt if it could be shot over from here. It's over 60 yards, and I thought it might have been better if somebody like Donal Reid were to kick it in Martin McHugh, the other forwards to go in. Only two players right now within 70 yards of Gary Walsh's goal. One would be Charlie Redmond, the other would be John Joe Doherty. Barry McGowan and Mick Galvin would be the other four within 70 yards. The free is about to be taken by Martin Bjorg at 62 yards out. Martin Bjorg kicks it hard in towards the goal. This would be a square ball. No goal, but he was in the square. Man, it's a scorer, but he was in the square, definitely in the square. Referee is adamant. Not a move out of the statue of the umpire at the right-hand side. The man on the left did move, quite definitely Manus was in the square when he got that ball and kicked it left foot into the back of the goal. Disallowed, still 1 point between the teams. 8.5 minutes to go, Dublin 7, Donegal 6, the breeze with Donegal. The kick will be John O'Leary. John O'Leary could drop about 65 yards out, position could mean everything, put forward by Noel Hegarty. Max McHugh racing forward now, back goes Mick Deegan as well, and Paddy Bourne is there to collect it. Bourne has lost the ball, Bjorg picked up now, sent to Max McHugh, this could be the equaliser, a left-footed kick from Martin Bjorg, and the team's at level. A fumble by Paddy Bourne, he did have the ball in his hand, suddenly it dropped to the ground. Two Donegal players almost taken by surprise. One of them was Martin Bjorg. He quickly picked up the ball, having delayed for a fraction and left footed sent it over the bar. It was 7-2, it was 7-3, it was 7-4, 7-5, 7-6 and 7-7. And Dublin hadn't scored since maybe the 20th second of the 20th second of the second half. They've only got 1 point in the second half. Out it comes, the next score, will it be Keith Barr? Keith Barr is fouled as he collected the kick out and defeated up to 60 yards from their own goal. The watch says we've 7.5 minutes. Is there another Dublin score on the way? A drop kick from Keith Barr. Martin Shumpton breaks the ball down the far side of the field, pits it back into the centre. Wait till Cox to try and get it there is Brian Morrie. Brian Morrie can't pick it. A high boot coming in from Niall Bryden and the ball comes out to Eamon Healy. Eamon Healy to Paul Cullen. Paul Cullen has gone up inside Donegal's 50 yard line. Gives it out to Niall Bryden. Bryden gives it in front to Tommy Carr. Tommy Carr is fouled. It's a free into Dublin. A chance for Dublin. Tommy Carr pushing and moving forward there as the referee signalling it's a free into Dublin. The kicker will be Charlie Redmond. The distance about 30 yards out and a little bit of pushing and shoving going on now, and Brian Morrie may be telling the referee how the game should be refereed there. Brian Morrie was the player that was in, and Tommy Carr, Paul Carr's pass went across to Tommy Carr. He was about to make a run towards the goal. Brian Morrie came along, there was a foul, and Tommy Carr went to the ground quickly. It will be a decision that some Donegal people will question there, that was a free easily won. Charlie Redmond, a chance to put Dublin back in the lead. 6 minutes left. Charlie still hasn't moved. Still looking at the ball. The ball is about 30 yards out, and Charlie is now preparing as a right-footed kick on its way. It's got over the bar, and Dublin lead again. Dublin, who won the league of 91. Dublin, who won the league of 87. They had previous wins in 78, 76, 58, 55, and 53. Bringing their total to 7. Donegal attacking from the kick out and the ball the way down the field. Out comes Kieran Walsh. A soccer side kick across to Paul Cotton. Paul Cotton soccer along the ground and goes after it and collects it and gives it away to Giacchini. Well, by fortune it came to Giacchini. It's now the hands of Brian Morrie. Brian Morrie kicks it across the field. Barry Cunningham breaks the out. David Deasy is going to meet him. The ball Cotton goes inside both of them. Barry Cunningham boosted it toward the goal. John O'Leary on his own and passing it out to Paddy Bourne, and the son of the Crusheen man gets it out to the 60-yard line. It comes to Niall Guyton. Guyton of Dublin with the ball, moving out of the way, getting it in front of Paul Bean. Paul Bean with a handball, gets it to Charlie Redmond. Charlie Redmond out the wing, and then moving to Eamon Healy to Paul Bean. 21 yards out. A stumble by Paul Bean there. He was clean through. He has lost the ball. There's a foul involved and shoved in. It's a free out. But Donegal, decidedly lucky there that Paul Beelan seemed to trip himself as he was going in with the ball. A wonderful movement that started away down there with John O'Leary. Here comes Donegal. The ball with Donal Reid. 40 yards from his own goal. Donal Reid is 60 yards from his own goal. Gives the ball to Barry Cunningham. Barry Cunningham moves. No Hickety moves forward. It's no Hickety. He's within 50 yards. 40 yards at the top of the goal. It's in no Hickety. This man came forward before. Gives it out to the wing to Van der Spoy. Are we about to see the equaliser again? Van der Spoy with it up for the kick. And this ball is gone over the bar. And they're level again. Mind you, I'd have bet a half a shilling that that ball was wide, but it was corning to the left, but perhaps it was inside before it corned. They're level again at 8 points apiece. We have 4 minutes left in the game. The Dublin forwards have spread out an awful lot more so than the Donegal forwards, who seem to be bunching right now. I've said it many a time today, the next goal could be crucial. There's a Donegal sub getting ready. Could he be a match winner, whoever he might be on the far side of the field? It's not Jim McGuinness. We follow John O'Leary's kick out from the 21-yard line, out toward the centre. Captain Anthony Mullay palms the ball down, but there's Paul Cotton again to get it. Paul Cotton for Dublin. Down the field, Dublin attacking. Charlie Redmond plays the ball to Vinnie Murphy. Vinnie Murphy coming in on the right wing, 25 yards out, the side of the boot, high, long, and the ball has gone over the bar, and Dublin lead again. A beautiful Vinnie Murphy point, just fourth of the match. Almost the only thing he's done in this second half. Almost the instep of the boot there as he got that ball from 25 yards out on the wing over the bar. Dublin 9, Donegal 8, 27 minutes gone, 3 to go. Gary Walsh has kicked out from the 21-yard line. This league final will be remembered. The last of the Royal Ivy League. The kick out has taken short, but Charlie Redmond jumped in almost top of the goalkeeper. The ball now is Matt Gallagher, 60 yards out. Matt Gallagher gives the ball to Noel Hegarty. Noel Hegarty has gone past midfield. Referee is calling. There's a foul there. There's the Dublin player spoken to now. Noel Hegarty was moving away, and Vinnie Murphy could be in trouble here. Vinnie Murphy could be in trouble. The Donegal player fouled after parting with the ball to Noel Hegarty. Well, it's rather harsh in Donegal because Noel Hegarty was moving freely and he was gone into Dublin's half of the field. They were a point behind and tie moves on. The Donegal player on the ground, the referee hasn't called for any Dublin player or anything. We didn't see what happened. Vinnie Murphy is would it be Matt Gallagher is the player on the ground. Vinnie Murphy takes a drink from the bottle. The referee hasn't done anything. Is he booking Matt Gallagher? The notebook is out. The notebook is out. Matt was the player on the ground, and we made the wrong assumption that Matt had been the player that was fouled, but Noel Hegarty was going away with the ball. What happens next? This will be a hot ball, and Noel Hegarty very, very displeased. And Matt Gallagher, we could take it that he fouled Vinnie Murphy. Very, very foolish, with Donegal attacking a point down and time running out. To be a hot ball now, 60 yards out from the Donegal goal. Brian Murray and Paul Beelan. Beelan has a good reach with the one hand. He'll try and palm this ball down. Up he goes, palms it down, it goes forward. Back goes JJ Doherty. Doherty wins it for Donegal, a free to Donegal behind their own 50-yard line. There's the ball to the right across the field to Barry McGowan. Barry McGowan, 65 yards out. He's 50 yards out. Gives it inside to Noel Hegarty. Hegarty has gone up the field again. Hops the ball, dodges it around. His man gets it. Gets it right across the gate. The ball is punched out by Kieran Walsh, and the referee has blown the whistle. And he's again calling back. Something must have happened away down. And Donegal are losing out by this because they had been attacking. Charlie Redmond is now being booked by the referee. But Donegal would much prefer if the referee... Charlie Redmond has been sent off. We were following play and we don't know what's happening, but that is hard on Donegal because they had moved the ball twice down the field. Charlie Redmond has been sent off and now Donegal will start all over again. Back it comes, that's the way it started to Barry McGowan. Barry McGowan to Noel Hegarty, that's the way they took it up. He's 60 yards out, he's on the 50 yard line. Noel Hegarty with Jack Sheedy inside him, and Jack holding on to him. Noel Hegarty kicks it, but this one has gone over the bar and they're level again. And the man that just far into sheep one time now walks in the factory. Has scored the equaliser. Dublin with 14 men, and I make it about 20 seconds left in this game. Less than 20 seconds, and they're locked at 9 points apiece. Paddy Morton from the kick out gets the ball, lobs it out towards the centre of the field. We've gone into injury time. It's a 3 to Donegal. A 3 to Donegal, and the referee has a little bit of a row developing now. It's a 3 to Donegal, and a lot of congregating now like happened in Torres on Sunday last. Tommy Carr is surrounded by a bunch of Donegal players. Pat O'Neill is in there to get the men to quieten down. Play will resume with a free to Donegal. Keith Barr is being called aside now by the referee. Keith Barr has been called aside and the Donegal player has gone to the ground, but I think voluntarily. The Keith Barr is pleading with the referee. Referee takes his number, it's Ibra Cooig, got the horn low again. Keith Barr is being sent off to Dublin team. Dublin down to 13 men. A free coming up to Donegal. We're a minute into injury time. The free will be outside the 50-yard line. Brian McInniff is in on the field, giving instructions to his player. Is there time left for a winner for either team? Well, Brian McInniff is still on the field. The ball will be placed by Matt Gallagher at 70 yards out of the north goal. Will Matt Gallagher try it out of the wing to JJ Doherty? Will he try a long one and hope for position? It's kicked as the referee decides that it's all over and that they end the level. Well, an unsatisfactory ending in a way there, and a bit of booing going on. Perhaps a fair result nevertheless, but an unsatisfactory ending with two players sent off in the closing minutes. 9 points for Donegal, 9 points apiece at the end of the game. It was 7-2 at one stage. Donegal managed to level at 7-7 and 8-8. But then Noel Hegarty with that priceless last equaliser made them live to fight another day. Both teams, they're going off the field, and I say the followers feeling a little bit dissatisfied that they didn't see a result one way or another. I wonder would Con Murphy down in the field have a walk with anyone right now?
Yes, indeed, Michal. I'm with Brian McInniff, the Donegal manager. A sensational finish to that match, Brian.
Was kind of a horrid finish, unfortunately, but I don't think it was that bad, really, and I felt sorry for the two Dublin lads having to go off, you know, because it had been a good, tough, compromising match, and they had the better of it in the first half, and we came at them in the second half. But overall, it was probably a wee bit too tense after last year's All-Ireland final, I suppose. They had a lot to prove, and we came at it in the first half, and they really put us to the pinnacle collar. But probably they've only gone in the second half, they took the game to Dublin, and I'd say overall a draw for our result.
What did you make of the two sending offs towards the end? I didn't quite see what happened myself.
Well, I don't know why Keith Barr was sent off, because it was a high ball that came out and another Dublin player jumped in and passed, and I just thought it was a Donegal free kick. What happened there afterwards, I couldn't be sure. I think Charlie's was just too good for it, you know.
Yeah. You must be absolutely delighted the way Donegal came back there, having been 7-2 down at one stage. It was looking pretty bad at that stage.
Yeah, so they seemed to have a great deal of more hunger for the game today than we had, and I'm far clear to them for that. But in saying that, credit to Donegal for the second half performance. Yeah, they give the supporters a lot to be very pleased, very proud of today.
Was there any one tactical switch that you made that you think made a significant change?
No, when we started to run at the Dublin team, I think that was the difference in the game, really, because before that, we'd been standing back and let them dictate the game. But when we went at them, I think that's where we scored.
Well, you live to fight another day, Brian.
Well, I think it deserves another match, because night of play deserves to
win. Brian McInniff, Donegal manager, thanks very much indeed.
This game will be discussed for a long time, but a very, very entertaining game, and I would say about 2 weeks today at the replay.
Well, we were just wondering about that here. The initial schedule suggested next week, but would they let it clash with the hurling final?
The hurling final is on Sunday next.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
So, possibly 2 weeks today then.
2 weeks today. Well, we'll get confirmation, I'm sure.
We'll check that out.
Yeah. And we'll have reaction, no doubt, as well, when everyone's calmed down and settled down a bit.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, well done. Great commentary, great game indeed. Dublin 9 points, Donegal 9 points. We'll all take a breather. Back in a moment.
In my estimation, you've got a hand up to Dermot Dickey as well back. He really marked Tony very, very tight. And then on the other hand, you get theirs where absolutely nothing goes right for you, and I think Tony had one of those theirs.
Jimmy Smith, thanks very much for joining us, and maybe I could hand back to Tommy at this stage.
Well, there you have it. It's been an exciting game, there's no question about that. The second half was filled with action both on and off the ball, and we hope that we were able to stick with us, because it was very, very, very busy there for at one stage. Certainly the last 7 or 8 minutes was most interesting from both the spectator's point of view and the players. In the end, Dublin had 2 players sent off, and in the end, Donegal squeezed a draw with Noel Hegarty scoring a point in the very last minute. So there it is, Gerry Farry. We hope that in some way you can sample the great atmosphere that's been here in Croke Park. We don't know whether we'll be back here this day week, but we think we will be 99% sure. The rain starts to come down at Croke Park in Dublin. We leave you this afternoon with the news that Dublin and Donegal must meet again. The final score, in Dublin. It's 9 points. Donegal, 9 points.
Thank you, I'm Walter Dublin. We'll begin with you, Barry. Happy enough with the draw, I'd say, considering that you were a 5 points down at one stage.
That's great. Like, it was looking very cagey for us for a while. Suppose from a spectator's point of view, it was a very disjointed game. It wasn't really one of the purest. But on the other hand, it was kept close and exciting, you know. I hate to use old species, but I suppose it was really a game of two halves, in the sense that Dublin really took the game to us in the first half, and in the second half we really had to dig deep into our resources and come back, and we were very happy to get a draw.
I certainly your levels coming towards the end with a little bit of a breeze behind you, and having come from five down, you felt maybe the victory was there for the take.
Well, I suppose Dublin could argue that they scored a couple of hit points and that they were capable of taking it. We felt that we were gaining strength every minute, and in particular, I suppose, we owe a lot to Noel Hegarty, who had a great game coming on into a position that he hadn't been playing maybe for a couple of years, and he really did himself proud today.
Ciarán Walsh, overall a wonderful display by both teams, particularly Dublin, seeing that they were outplayed in the All-Ireland final. What made the big difference today?
I think it was down to a lot of commitment, and we wanted to show people that we weren't as bad as we played in the All-Ireland final. We were able to prove a point today. It wasn't revenge. It was able to prove to people that we could play football as good as any guy. And we want what they have got last year in All-Ireland. And today proved that we're up there with the best. We're still a long way short of what we want, but we get there.
Four ahead at half-time, and then when Vinnie Murphy with a Charlie Redmond kicked an early point in the second half, you must have felt that we had them beaten, maybe.
You'd have to move there behind with 3 points up coming out the second half. But we knew Donegal were going to come at us. They're not a team that sit down and take it. They got the game together. We died in the second half. Under a lot of pressure, they were kicking both scores. But in the end of the day, we showed that we still have the character to come back. We're disappointed we didn't win, and happy in a sense that we got the draw.
From the scoreline and the times the scores came, would imagine that the wind was very strong. How strong in fact was it out there?
It was very deceiving. Like, the flags along the sideline weren't blowing very much, but if you looked at the tricolour up on the field stand, there was a fair breeze. I wouldn't blame a lot of the breeze. It was there, but the help both sides in either half. Donegal had it in the second half, and they used it. We used it in the first half. Unfortunately, it's only a good few wides, and we didn't take our chances.
Barry, what did Brian McInnes say after the game and all that returned to the dressing room?
Well, it was initially it was relief rather than anything else. But looking back at the game, both sides, I suppose, can say that they had chances to win it. But we're going to have to just go back to Donegal and prepare again. We know that it's going to be tough against Dublin. It showed, contrary to what a lot of people think, that they have a very strong panel. They've had a lot of changes since the All-Ireland final, and they came here today and they really put it up to us, and made for a very good game.
Well, I know that both of you are anxious to get back down to the celebration dinner downstairs, so congratulations to two teams on a very good display, Barry McGowan and Ciarán Walsh. Good to meet them out of the way.
Right, thanks lads. Now, Danny Lynch joins us on the line live, and we're wondering about the replay date. Danny, what's the news on that?
The replay is dead next Sunday. The replay had always been scheduled, should there be a replay for next Sunday, and that stands because the championship starts the following Sunday, where you have games in all four provinces. So today's draw, the replay will be in Croke Park next Sunday.